If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great night for us. We're always excited on the show to find new talented voices that can contribute to our program. So we are very pleased to welcome our newest contributor from South Africa, Mr. Trevor Noah. Trevor, thanks for joining us.
Nice to see you.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
How are you? We're really delighted that you're going to be joining us, and I know that you flew in, I guess, yesterday from South Africa.
Yeah, I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired.
Okay. All right there, oldie but a goodie. Very nice. That's...
No, seriously, I've been holding my arms like this since I got here. Yeah. I never thought I'd be more afraid of police in America than in South Africa. It kind of makes me a little nostalgic for the old days back home.
That's just, come on. Are you saying black people in South Africa today don't get assaulted and killed by police?
Oh, no. I mean, they do. But since apartheid ended, they're now also being killed by black police. Progress.
Well, that's... that's, listen, baby steps. But you're relaxed now. You're not nervous. You feel good. You're...
I'm still a bit nervous, to be honest. Between your cops and, frankly, your Ebola,
Your Ebola, my friend. It's not our... Believe me, he misspoke. You are from Africa. It's your Ebola, my friend.
No. South Africa, John. We haven't had a single case in over 18 years. In fact, my friends warned me. They were like, Trevor, don't go. Don't go to the U.S. You'll catch Ebola. And I was like, you know what, guys? Just because they had a few cases of Ebola doesn't mean we should cut off travel there. That would be ignorant, right?
Sure, that'd be... That would be ignorant. You know, I guess we tend to forget that South Africa, you know, isn't, you know, right next door to Liberia. Right?
4,000 miles away.
That's what I was calculating in kilometers.
I'm sure you were, John.
Thanks.
I know, you know what, to a lot of Americans, Africa is just one giant village full of AIDS huts and starving children, who you can save for just 5 cents a day. But there's a whole other side of Africa you never get to see.
Yeah. You got that video of the lions who chase that buffalo, and then the crocodile comes up and he grabs it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes...
And then the buffalo gets away.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
No, me neither.
John, let's play a little game. It's called Spot the Africa.
This doesn't involve me identifying anything on a map, right?
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you.
Just tell me which of these pictures were taken in America and which one is from Africa.
Okay, I got this. The beautiful highway there on the right there, probably Silicon Valley. It's probably heading off to Twitter there. The one on the left, clearly been shelled by rebels. I'm going to go with Somalia, maybe. And
Actually, the road on the right is a superhighway in Central Africa. The photo on the left, I took that from my cab on the way here from the airport. Yeah. That's the FDR. Try again.
All right. Okay, this one's easy. On the left there, that's the Success Academy in Harlem. On the right there, we got homeless kids. I'm gonna go with in Somalia again. I think that's my go-to reference. Somalia, homeless kids.
I'm sorry, John. The answer I was looking for was classroom in Kenya on the left and children in Detroit on the right. Last one.
I hate this game. All right, now I get that. I get how this works now. The one on the right there, that's Detroit, right? Okay. And then,
Well, actually, that's a slum in Johannesburg. Some places in Africa are still pretty
All right. I get your point, though, Trevor, but you're not saying that things in Africa are better than they are in America, are you?
No, I'm not saying that. You guys are saying that.
The United States right now incarcerates more African Americans as a percentage than apartheid South Africa did. The race gap in wealth in the United States right now between the median white family and the median black family is 18-fold. That's greater than the black-white wealth gap was in apartheid South Africa.
Oh, my God.
Here's the amazing part. For South Africa to achieve that kind of black-white wealth gap, we had to construct an entire apartheid state, denying blacks the right to vote or own property. But you did it without even trying. We trained for decades, and you just waltzed in and won the gold medal.
Well, that's, you know, blundering into things is how we rolled.
Well, at least we're getting better. We started from the bottom, and now we're here.
Oh! A little bit of Drizzy, a little bit of Drake right there. A little bit of...
Never heard of her.
All right.
I've got to be honest, John. Africa's worried about you guys. You know what African mothers tell their children every day? Be grateful for what you have, because there are fat children starving in Mississippi. In fact, we're so worried that me and some of my friends in Soweto got together and I told them, I said, guys, for just a few pennies a day, you can help an American.
That's very kind, Trevor. I'm...
Now, they're expecting something from you in return. They're expecting at least a letter a month.
No, I know. I know how that goes. I know how you have
if
to write...
If you want, you know what? You can just draw a picture.
Will you put it up on the fridge? That's nice.
Oh, and you know what? We wrote a song for you as well.
All right. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it goes something like this.
All right.
Feed America, let them know Christmas.
All right,
time.
No, please.
Feed
we can't. Wait, all right.
America, everybody now.
Let them know it's Christmas time, man. Trevor Noah, everybody.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
It's Thursday, which means it's time once again for our weekly Chess News Roundup. I thought you guys liked that. Anyway, this week in chess, America is making a concerted effort to buy top foreign chess players in an attempt to win next year's Chess Olympiad gold medal for the first time in decades. That's right. The United States is buying up nerds. Nerd mercenaries. Nerdcenaries. For more, we welcome back our senior international correspondent, Mr. Trevor Noah. Trevor! A pleasure.
Thank you.
Very delighted to have you here.
Thank you very much, John. It's an absolute pleasure to be back here to talk about chess. The game of kings, smart checkers. Black and white horsey squares. The history of chess stretches back centuries to... Oh, come on, John.
What?
John.
What? I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I just... Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize how boring chess was until someone else started talking about it. All right.
Well, look, I mean, if Americans are so bored by chess, then why are you stealing everyone else's players?
We'd like to win. We would like to win. I mean, let's face facts. We could patiently build a homegrown chess team through years of hard work, but... years of hard work. We'd rather just buy them.
You know what, John? Does America really need to be the best at everything? I mean, you already dominate the world in economics, military power, obesity.
Well, you're very kind. We have the most Dakotas.
You've got so many Dakotas.
Yes.
Well, what is it? North, South, Fanning, Johnson.
Yes.
Leave some Dakota for the rest of us.
It is not like America has not had chess greats of its own. You had a, what was that movie? Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, but that was, what, 40 years ago?
No, I just rented it. It was, and Deep Blue, the IBM chess computer?
I'm pretty sure the parts came from China.
All right, Trevor, what if we don't buy players? What if we don't buy them? It's just free market. This is how it works.
No, John, it's not. This is a sport, kind of. Right? This is not meant to be an economic transaction like buying a loaf of bread or a seat in Congress.
That hurts.
America is supposed to be all about earning victory. Do you remember that movie where a guy from Philadelphia punched a Russian so hard it ended the Cold War? What if instead of training Rocky to fight Ivan Drago, America just hired Ivan Drago? It's a way worse movie.
That would be a totally awesome movie. Fish out of water, communist in a capitalist country, but he learns how to love America and teaches his landlord how to make borscht. Like, it's such a good movie.
It would be a good movie.
Thank you.
I can't get the cab.
That's what I'm talking about.
It would be. Okay.
I would like to go to the Empire State Building.
Nice.
Oh, I love it. But you know what, John? I don't even think that this is about chess. This is about Russia. Because what's the only thing Russians love more than filming their own car accidents?
Land grabs,
no,
I guess?
No, John, or... no. Chess. They have more world champions than any other country.
Who's their current champion?
Oh, well, officially Putin. I mean, come on. We all remember that famous photo.
Oh! You know what's weird? I always thought he was on a real horse. You don't look because you just see the nipples. You don't realize.
That's true. But here's my point. America's been trying to get back at Russia for stealing Crimea, or, you know, warring with the Ukraine, mm-hmm. supporting Assad. You've tried everything.
Yes.
Sanctions, diplomacy, passive-aggressive subtweets. Nothing's worked.
Yes.
So now, you're trying to take Russia's place as the world's chess superpower because you know that would really hurt them where it hurts. Right in the pawns.
It's just, they're just so mean. I just hate them so much.
Yeah, but I understand, John. But if you really want to beat them...
Yes.
You need to do it the old-fashioned way. You need to earn it. And you know what? I'm going to give you a chance to make this whole thing right through the ancient battle of black versus white.
Enough with the Ferguson. We already talked about it.
No, John, John. I mean...
What?
Through the magic of chess.
Wow. All right. I know how to play the traditional cutting of the wires. Oh, I thought they'd go away, but they don't.
It's
oh, there it goes. All right, very nice. All right.
Okay, all right. Because I'm white, I'll go first.
All right. I guess because I'm Jewish, I'll go second.
Pawn to d4.
Oh, snap! Mousetrap! Checkmate! USA! 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 Trevor Noah! We'll be right back! Boom!
Alabama voters, they're not going to ditch Roy Moore. And one of the biggest reasons is because his people have used another trick from the Trump playbook. Make all of the news fake news.
Mudding the waters even more in Alabama, a bogus robocall. This suspicious message pretending to be from the Washington Post, which broke the story about Moore's accusers.
Hi, this is Lenny Bernstein. I'm a reporter for the Washington Post. Calling to find out if anyone at this address is a female between the ages of 54 to 57 years old willing to make damaging remarks about candidate Roy Moore for a reward of between $5,000 to $7,000.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this Bernie Bernstein is not a real Washington Post reporter. I don't even know what that accent was. It sounded like a guy trying to do a New York Jewish voice based on hearing a friend describe a Woody Allen movie. Like, obviously, there is no Bernie Bernstein from the Washington Post. Like, people are being paid for this, really? There's someone who's out there who's paying people to make up stories about Roy Moore? Like what is... Sorry, I don't know who this is. Hello?
Hello, Trevor Boychik. How can you say that Bernie Bernstein isn't real? It's me, Oy Vey's Mir.
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's a Washington Post reporter, Bernie Bernstein. Who else should it be?
I'm sorry, something's not right about this. Hold on, you sound like you're nearby. Where did you say you were calling from exactly?
Not at all, friend. I'm calling from the Washington Post, Bernie Bernstein. I'm a real person. I'm a very Jewish person.
Trevor, may I say something to start off?
Using a flip phone, John?
I'm old.
I was actually just trying to promote Night of Too Many Stars on HBO, and it's a benefit to raise money for autism services, and there's a lot of great people, and I just wanted to come by and thank you for doing something to help raise money for the autism benefit as well. Trevor's actually doing something for it as well.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm...
Why?
I mean, I feel like we can all do something. You don't need anti-Semitism to come onto the show, John. You could have just asked me.
I don't need it. I just like it that way. How I function best.
Look, that's right. Like, here at The Daily Show, we've decided to raffle off a chance for someone at home to be interviewed by me here on our set.
What?
Yeah, that's right. That's
what?
Right. I will fly you and a friend into New York.
A friend?
A friend. I will put you up in a hotel. And then we can sit down at this very desk and talk about anything you want. Just go to omaze.com/Trevor and make a donation.
That's an unbelievable prize, and I'll tell you why. I watch this show, and you're very good at it.
Oh, well, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, like, what have you been up to?
Well, I live out there in the wilds of Jersey, raising the animals, doing the thing there. So it's the Badlands, as it were.
So you're raising animals, you're basically in Africa, and I'm in America. It's like we flipped lives. That's what happened here.
I have to get this. Yes, hello. This is Bernie Bernstein.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.